Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Oh, yeah, it's great to be back.
Today we're tackling a topic that's been kind of in the news a lot lately: China's response to US trade policies. And, specifically those tariffs from back in the Trump era. We've got two pretty interesting sources to unpack. One is from Tom's Hardware, and it really digs into China's big push for domestic production. And the other is this piece from Breitbart. And they kind of take a very different stance, basically questioning the whole idea that tariffs were
Oh, interesting.
as damaging as people say they were. So it should be a good one.
Yeah, it's fascinating how, these two sources have such, contrasting perspectives. On the one hand, you have China really like strategically maneuvering in response to U.S. pressure. But on the other hand, you have this direct challenge to a major economic study. It really highlights how even these, seemingly settled narratives can be, totally up for debate.
Okay, so let's rewind back to 2018. Trump proposes this 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Now, you might think that China would just kind of take the hit, right? But they didn't. Instead, they came back with this really bold move, a 20% price advantage for anything that was domestically produced for government procurement contracts.
Wow, that's huge.
That's a huge incentive to buy Chinese.
It really was a power play, I think.
Totally.
Aimed at boosting that domestic production and making those Chinese made goods much more appealing. Particularly in strategically important industries like telecommunications, IT infrastructure, that kind of thing.
And this move also kind of ties into this whole chip war that's been heating up. We saw major Chinese industry associations urging companies to ditch US chip makers like Intel and NVIDIA in favor of homegrown alternatives. But what kind of chips are we talking about? This isn't just your everyday laptop, right?
No, not at all. This is about like the high performance chips that power everything from smartphones and data centers to artificial intelligence and military applications. China wants to like control its own destiny when it comes to these, really critical technologies.
And that push for self-sufficiency has only intensified
Oh,
in
for
light of US sanctions, right? I mean, the China Semiconductor Industry Association came out pretty strongly, basically saying, look, US chips aren't reliable anymore.
Yeah, that was a real turning point. It signaled that China was ready to like decouple from the U.S. tech ecosystem, at least to some extent. And that has major implications, not just for U.S. chip makers who could lose, market share, but for the global tech landscape as a whole.
So if we play this out, are we talking about a future where we have two separate tech worlds?
Yeah, that's the question that a lot of people are grappling with. It could mean higher costs, less innovation, and potentially even more geopolitical tensions. Imagine a world where your phone doesn't work in certain countries, or where companies have to like choose sides. It's a pretty complex scenario.
So things are already getting pretty intense. Let's add another layer of complexity to the mix: those Trump-era tariffs. So a recent study from the New York Fed claims they caused trillions in economic damage and something called welfare loss. But then we have this Breitbart article that throws some serious shade at that study.
Interesting. So what's the deal with that?
So welfare loss basically refers to a decline in overall economic well-being. The Fed study suggests that the tariffs led to higher prices for consumers and businesses, disrupted supply chains, and ultimately reduced economic output. However, the Breitbart article argues that this analysis is flawed. They point to things like record household income gains, a booming stock market, and historically low unemployment during Trump's presidency
Oh, interesting.
as evidence that the economy was actually doing quite well. It's like they're saying,
Right.
hold on, if these tariffs were so bad, why was the economy thriving?
Exactly. And they go on to critique the Fed study's methodology. They argue that focusing solely on the immediate short-term stock market dips following tariff announcements paints an incomplete picture.
Wouldn't businesses also kind of adjust over time?
That's precisely the point the Breitbart article makes. They argue that the market adapted and recovered relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest that if you expand the time frame,
okay,
and look at the stock market's performance over weeks and months, you actually see gains.
So are they suggesting that the strong economy completely negates?
Not necessarily. They acknowledge that there were costs associated with the tariffs, but argue that they were outweighed by the benefits of a more assertive trade policy that aimed to address longstanding trade imbalances and force China to negotiate.
Interesting. So we've got this clash of narratives.
Yeah.
One saying the tariffs cause massive damage.
Right.
The other claiming the economy adapted and thrived.
It's a great reminder that economic data can be interpreted in different ways.
Right.
And that there are often multiple perspectives to consider.
Okay, let's take a deeper dive into those arguments.
Okay.
For and against tariffs.
Right.
What were the key points raised in that Breitbart piece?
Sure. So the Breitbart article kind of paints this picture of tariffs.
Yeah.
As this, like, tough but necessary tool.
Right.
Almost like a wake-up call.
Okay.
To address what they saw as, you know, unfair trade practices from China.
Right. So they're arguing that U.S. industries and workers were being undercut.
Exactly.
By these practices.
Yeah. And that tariffs were a way to kind of level the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just about economics either.
You mean like the geopolitical angle?
Exactly. Yeah. The article suggests the tariffs were a way to project strength.
Right.
Reassert U.S. dominance in global trade and bring China to the negotiating table for a position of power.
Wow. That's a pretty bold claim.
Yeah.
So it's about more than just dollars and cents. It's about global power dynamics.
Yeah, totally.
But of course, the other side of the argument is that
tariffs
hurt everyday consumers by pushing up prices and messing with supply chains.
Right. And they can also trigger retaliatory tariffs from other countries, leading to a trade war that ultimately hurts everyone involved.
It almost feels like a lose-lose situation.
Well, the Breitbart article would disagree.
Okay.
They contend that the economic pain was exaggerated and temporary, and that the long-term benefits of a stronger U.S. trade stance outweigh the short-term costs.
Right.
They suggest the tariffs were a strategic move to fundamentally reshape the trade relationship with China.
Okay, so we've got these two opposing viewpoints.
Right.
What stands out to you as the most important takeaway?
I think the key takeaway is that there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
When it comes to tariffs.
Right.
They could be a tool, but they also come with risks.
Mm-hmm.
It's about carefully weighing those potential costs and benefits.
Yeah.
And understanding the bigger picture.
It's a reminder to always consider the broader economic and geopolitical context.
Absolutely.
And not just focus on like isolated data points.
And to be aware that economic data can be interpreted in different ways.
Right.
Offered to support particular narratives.
So it's like a detective's mindset, right?
Yeah.
Question everything, look for clues, and try to piece together the full story.
Exactly.
Speaking of looking at the bigger picture, let's circle back to China. And that drive for self-sufficiency we talked about earlier.
Right.
How does that fit into all of this?
It's a crucial piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
China's push to break free from reliance on U.S. technology, particularly in those crucial areas like semiconductors, has major implications for the global tech landscape.
Yeah.
It's not just about economics either.
Right. It's about national security and tech dominance.
Exactly.
It feels like we're witnessing a power shift in real time.
Exactly. And it's happening across multiple fronts.
Right.
Artificial intelligence, 5G, quantum computing.
Wow.
The competition is fierce.
Okay. So we have China on one side pushing hard for tech independence and the U.S. on the other trying to maintain its edge.
Right.
What does this mean for the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Are we headed for like a splintering of the tech ecosystem?
That's a very real possibility.
Wow.
We could see the emergence of two distinct tech spheres.
Okay.
Each with its own standards, supply chains, and even digital currencies.
Mm. Wow. That sounds like a pretty dramatic scenario.
Yeah.
What are the potential consequences of such a divide?
It could lead to reduced innovation, higher costs for consumers, and potentially even greater geopolitical tensions.
Oh, wow.
Imagine a world where your smartphone doesn't work in certain countries.
Right.
Because it's incompatible with the local network.
Yeah.
Or where companies have to choose sides and operate in only one tech sphere.
Yeah, that's not a future I'm particularly excited about.
Yeah.
So what can be done to prevent this kind of tech cold war from happening?
It's a tough tough one.
Yeah.
It would require dialogue, cooperation, and a recognition that a decoupling of the global tech ecosystem would be detrimental to everyone.
But realistically, with the current level of like mistrust and competition,
right,
is that even possible?
It's certainly a challenge.
Yeah.
But I think it's essential to keep those lines of communication open.
Okay.
And look for areas of common ground. We need to find ways to compete without sacrificing collaboration entirely.
That sounds like a tall order, but you're right. It's worth striving for.
Yeah.
So we've explored the complexities of tariffs, the economic arguments, the geopolitical power plays.
Right.
What a journey.
It's been a lot.
But we haven't even touched on the environmental impact of all this, have we?
That's an important point.
Yeah.
The carbon footprint of global trade, especially with the rise of e-commerce and those complex supply chains, is a significant concern.
Right.
And the shift towards domestic production, while potentially reducing reliance on long-distance shipping, could also lead to increased energy consumption and pollution in certain regions.
It seems like every solution creates new challenges.
It does.
It's enough to make your head spin.
It is, but that's the reality of the world we live in.
Yeah.
These are complex, interconnected issues.
Right.
And it's our responsibility to try to understand them as best we can.
Well said. All right, so much to think about. Let's wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts.
Okay.
On what all this means for the future.
Yeah.
Of the global economy and the tech landscape. Okay, so we've covered like a lot of ground today.
Yeah, for sure.
Tariffs, trade wars, China's tech ambitions.
Right.
The potential for a divided tech world. It's enough to make your head spin.
Definitely.
But before we wrap things up, I want to bring it back to you, our listener.
Okay.
Given all these swirling currents of change, what's the future of the global tech landscape?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think if we zoom out and look at the broader trends, it seems like we might be heading towards a world where technology becomes like a central arena for global power struggles.
Okay.
It's almost like a technological arms race.
Wow.
Where dominance in areas like AI, quantum computing, advanced chip manufacturing could determine economic prosperity and even military superiority.
So it sounds a bit like a sci-fi movie.
Exactly.
But with real-world consequences.
Exactly. And the decisions being made today by governments, businesses, even individual consumers will have a huge impact on how this future unfolds.
Right.
Will we choose cooperation and open markets? Or will we retreat into these competing tech bubbles?
Yeah.
Will we prioritize sustainability and ethics?
Right.
Or will we just chase speed and dominance at any cost?
Those are some pretty weighty questions.
Yeah.
It feels like we're at a crossroads.
I think so.
Having to make some big choices about the role technology will play in our lives.
And it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about the values and principles
that
will guide its development. And will we use these powerful tools to tackle global challenges?
Right.
Or will they just deepen existing inequalities?
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
And honestly, a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I guess that's why we do these deep dives, right?
I think so.
To grapple with these complex issues and try to make some sense of it all.
Absolutely. Even though we may not have all the answers.
Yeah.
Just asking the right questions and having thoughtful discussions is incredibly important.
Right.
Especially in a world where technology is changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
We need to be informed, critical, and engaged.
Well said. So to our listener out there, we'll leave you with this final thought.
Okay.
As this global tech landscape continues to shift and evolve, how will you navigate this new world? What role will you play in shaping the future of technology and its impact on society?
That's a great question.
It's something to ponder.
For sure.
As we all move forward.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.